from Hollywood, the Judy Canova Show, brought to you each week by the Colgate Palmolive Beach Company, makers of Halo Shampoo to glorify your hair, and the new improved Super Suds for all-around easier washing. The Judy Canova Show with Mel Blanc, Ruby Dandridge, Joe Kearns, Ruth Parrott, the sportsman, Charles Danton, his orchestra, and starring Judy Canova.
Gee, it's all fine and dandy, sugar candy, but I've got you. Then I only see the sunny side. Even trouble has its funny side.
When you're gone,
sugar candy, I get lonesome.
I get so blue.
When you're handy,
it's fine and dandy.
But when you're gone, what can I do?
Gee, it's all fine and dandy, sugar candy, when I've got you.
Then I only see the sunny side.
Even trouble has its funny side.
When you're gone,
sugar candy,
I get lonesome.
I get so blue.
When you're handy,
it's fine and dandy. But when you're gone, what can I do?
Well, Judy is very excited today. She's anticipating a visit from two writers with American Life magazine who want to write the story of her life. At the moment, she's discussing the situation with Aunt Agatha.
Aunt Aggie, those writers will be here at 3. Just think, the life and loves of Judy Canova in a magazine.
Oh, Judy, they'll probably do your life story in cereal form.
Cereal? You mean like one of them breakfast foods?
Now, Judy, how could the story of your life and loves possibly be like a breakfast food?
Well, in some spots, it sure was mushy. Did you ever park in back of the Palladium?
Dark back there.
Oh, Judy. Judy, be truthful now. Have you ever had any real romances?
I sure have, Aunt Aggie. Why, I never will forget my old school teacher. Gee, but he was handsome and romantical. And one day he asked me to stay after school.
He asked you to stay after school? Did you do anything wrong?
Yeah, I didn't stay. Then there was the captain of our football team. After we won the championship, the girls all gave him a kiss. But I kissed him twice.
Twice? For what reason?
Golly, do you need a reason?
Judy, I imagine those writers would want to put some human interest into your life story.
Yeah, I figured they would. So I'm going to tell them about an unusual experience we had back on the farm.
What was that?
Well, sir, one of our setting hens got off a nest of eggs and wouldn't set on them no more. So my maid Pa sat on them to keep them warm.
What happened?
Don't ask me, but 2 days later, Pa was passing out cigars. Yes, sir. Gosh, Aunt Aggie, I'm going to have to get together a lot of material for the story of my life. Hello, sir. Hello, what are you laughing at?
Miss Judy, if they ever wrote the story of my life and my love, it sure would be an expensive book.
An expensive book? How come?
Pardon? They'd have to equip every book with a fire extinguisher.
Well, Geranium, well, I guess we all fall in love. Mm-hmm. They say we need love like the flowers need the raindrops.
That's right, Miss Judy.
Geranium, have you been in love very often?
Often. Little raindrop, you were talking to a cloudburst.
Is your boyfriend Pomeroy still as romantical as ever?
Oh, he sure is, Miss Judy. Why, last night we were on the love scene, he said, "Come here, little apple turnover. Let me sample the
frost." Oh, golly. Ooh, when he talks like that, you get all nervous and quivery.
Yeah. Honey, I feel like I'm walking barefooted in a tub of jello.
Geranium, when Pomeroy is with you, how does he pitch woo?
He kisses my hand, Miss Judy. pitched your hand?
Well, golly, that ain't any way to pitch, Lou.
Why, those are only the practice pitches before the big game.
Judy, if you're expecting those magazine writers, you'd better make yourself as glamorous as possible. Are you going to wear your new dress with the long skirt length?
No, Aunt Aggie, I like the old skirts better. They're healthier.
Short skirts are healthy? What makes you say that?
They keep men out in the open and improve their eyesight. Well, only yesterday I was walking into the artist's entrance at NBC in my knee-length sports skirt when Ronald Coleman came up to me, and in that beautiful Oxford accent of his, he said,
"Pardon me for talking in your face and me."
Oh, hello, Pedro. Say, what are you looking so mad about?
Well, Senorita, I feel cranky today. I got up on the wrong side of the bed.
You got up on the wrong side of bed?
Si, and I fell 3 stories out of the window.
Golly, Pedro, you ought to be careful. I'm afraid you're getting absent-minded.
I know. Last night at dinner, I poured ketchup on my shoes and tied knots in my spaghetti.
Pedro, have you got all your work done in the garden?
Si, Senorita. I even sprayed all the vegetables with alcohol.
But you were supposed to use insect spray. Why did you use alcohol?
Well, you told me you wanted some pickled beets and stewed tomatoes.
Ah,
oh,
Pedro, you don't seem to know much about raising vegetables.
Well, yes, I do, Senorita. I used to be a file clerk in a pickle factory.
A file clerk? What did you do?
I filed the warts off the cucumber. Well, I will go now, Senorita. Hasta la vista.
You're hot as a pistol, too, Pedro.
Oh, Judy, the two writers are here to see you.
Thanks, Aunt Aggie. Howdy, fellas.
Good afternoon, Miss Canova. Miss Canova, we thought it would be impossible to write your story without seeing you face to face.
Well, now that you've seen my face, what do you think?
It's more impossible than we thought. Miss Canova, what title would you like us to give the story of your life and loves?
Well, you might call it Mercy Beau Coupe. That's French, you know.
Mercy Beau Coupe? What does that mean?
When I part with my beau in a coupe, he hollers for mercy. Say, tell me, do you think the story of my life really will interest people?
Well, if it's handled right, it might even make you appear immortal.
Well, it better not. I'll have you know I've lived a good, clean life.
No, but that's not what we meant. How could you be so stupid?
Well, it ain't easy. When you ain't got no brains, you have to do it the hard way. Yes, sir. You talk about me. Are you fellas sure you know how to write?
Why, of course. We dramatized the life story of Priscilla Alden for the radio.
Priscilla Alden? Who was she?
Who was she? Why, she was the woman who came over on the Mayflower. To begin with, she got engaged to the second mate, then she got engaged to the first mate, and finally she married the captain.
Oh, boy, that's what I call pilgrim's progress.
You know, but Priscilla Alden didn't make progress.
Well, she had better luck than I've had.
Miss Canova, she was a fine woman. Day after day, she sat home alone, spinning and spinning and spinning.
Couldn't stand up straight, huh? Man, she could have laid off that stuff.
Miss Canova, she was spinning flat. This woman was a homemaker.
Well, I bet she didn't make it home that night.
The woman I'm referring to didn't have to make it home.
Whether she made it at home or not, she got it some way.
Miss Canova, we're not concerned with the way you think she got it. As a matter of fact, nothing of that kind ever touched her lips.
Drank it through a straw, huh?
No. Miss Canova, what are you, a dope, an incompoop, a moron, or an idiot?
Back up. I'm in there somewhere.
Miss Canova, unfortunately, we can't leave. We're forced to carry out this assignment and write your life story. But confidentially, you're just about 2 steps from a jackass.
Well, pull in your ears, put a saddle on, and we'll go for a ride.
Superstar, superstar, lots more touch of superstar.
Yes, floods of extra suds from great new improved super suds. Just one package of this new post-war model package soap can make 35,700 times its own volume in suds. Enough suds to fill a freight car. Richer suds for whiter washes and no need for bleach. Thicker suds, so much easier on hands and on bright colors. Harder working suds to rid those dirty duds of the greasiest grind faster, with much less rubbing, even on extra dirty spots. Yes, all over the country, more and more women are reaching for that big blue box of Colgate Palmolive Pete's great new improved super suds for cleaner, sweeter smelling washes, for all round easier wash days.
Extra suds are super do from the super suds at do.
Now back to Judy Canova singing about the long, long train with Annie Canova at the piano in The Little Red Caboose.
I went down to the depot just to meet the 1202. He told me he'd be on it, but the train was right on through. Woo-hoo-hoo-wee, it's a twist of fate. It takes a long, long train to the red caboose to carry my blues away. The engineer was waving as the train went down the track. I felt a heavy heart and thought I couldn't wait it back. Ooh, yeah, it's that twist of fate. It takes a long, long train with a red or blue to carry my blues away. I listened to that lonesome whistle, listened to that mournful bell.
The two writers from American Life magazine are interviewing Judy to get the story of her life. So far, they haven't had much progress.
Oh, Miss Canova, everything you've told us so far is very confusing.
Well, why don't you let me write up my own story? I've done wrote up lots of stories before already without no help from everybody.
But, Miss Canova, we use proper English. We know grammar from the ground up.
Well, so do I. My grammar's just as ground up as anybody's.
We'll write the story. You tell it to us in your own words. Now, what about your school days?
Well, I spent my school days getting educated. You don't believe it, huh?
Did you live in Los Angeles and go to USC?
No, I lived in Texas Junction and went to BS for HB.
BS for HB?
Yeah, backward school for hopeless boneheads. Forget them days. It seems like only yesterday when the principal came into the schoolroom and called the class to order.
Attention, pupils. Class is now in session. Homer Hosmer, what's the matter with you? Stop that bawling.
I can't help it. Judy Canova just took a bite out of my apple.
Well, that shouldn't make you cry.
But it was my Adam's apple.
Pupil, today I'm going to give you a little quiz. Judy Canova.
Yes, Mr. Prince Pew.
Judy, where is the capital of the United States?
It's over in Europe on Lynn Lee. They think the least we can do is lend it to them, you know.
No, Judy. The size of the capital of the United States is where?
Let me see now.
Judy, where is the seat of the Congress?
Well, if they don't know, somebody ought to tell them.
Judy, here is a hint. Where does the President of the United States spend most of his time?
Accompanying Margaret on the piano?
No, Judy.
You mean he ain't good enough?
No, Judy.
Ain't got a union card.
Judy, I'll give you another broad hint. The capital city of the United States is Wash. Now, what goes with Wash?
Super size. Everybody knows that.
Judy, don't you want to pass this test?
Yeah, let's pass this test and go on to the next one. Ollie, I hope we have recess soon. I ain't doing so good. And that'll give you fellas an idea of my school days.
Well, Miss Canova, you're getting the cart before the horse in your story. You haven't even told us where you were born.
Oh, well, I was born in Cactus Junction in the Cedars of Cactus Junction Hospital. Ma told me all about it.
Oh, your mother did?
Yeah, you see, she happened to be there at the time. Yes, sir, Ma told me all about that day in the hospital. I had just been born when Pa walked into Ma's room and he said, sure, he said...
Hello, Ma.
Howdy, Pa. Look, it's here.
What is it, Ma?
It's a baby.
That's what I was hoping we'd have.
It's a girl, and we're going to name her Judy.
And she's the prettiest youngin' we ever had, Ma. But she sure got a long nose.
Pa, you're looking at the stars. The baby's over here. Underneath the mattress.
Gosh, we got 10 young'uns already, Ma. What's a stork hanging around for?
He's just resting, Pa. He's plumb worn out. The baby's got pretty eyes, Pa.
Yeah, Ma, he sure has.
Which do you like best? The blue one or the brown? Pa, when I get home, you have to help me with the baby.
Oh, gosh, Ma. I don't know nothing about taking care of no baby.
And you got to learn the way I done, Pa. Just start at the bottom.
Just think, Ma, someday Judy will be a grown-up girl and have a feller a-courting her.
Yeah, Pa. I wonder what she'll be like when she grows up and falls in love. Judy is 16 year old today.
Ma, have you told Judy about the birds and bees yet?
Yes, I did, Pa.
Did she understand the story about the birds and bees?
I think so, Pa. She got so taken by it, she ain't interested in boys no more. Hey, look, Pa, here comes Judy's dumb boyfriend, Luke, your partner again. Howdy, Luke.
Howdy, folks. Say, did you hear the...
What's all the fuss about?
Well, something terrible happened. That Hatfield boy come by my place and he started shooting at me, but I kept right on a-doing what I was a-doing.
What was you doing?
Hey, Lucas, who's doing the milking over to your place these days?
I am. Gosh, I sure am fond of our cow. She don't give much milk, but she's a good cow.
Well, if she don't give much milk, she ain't no good cow.
Well, she is a good cow. If she's got any milk, boy, she'll give it to you.
Oh, you're a good boy, Lukey. You can go into the room and court Judy now.
Oh, thank you, Mom. By ding dongs, I sure do love that other girl. She's so
It's getting late, Pa. You and me better do the chores. I'll flop the hogs and you can feed that old rattle-brained goat.
And that, gentlemen, is the story of my life. What do you think of it?
Well, Miss Canova, it's a little unusual, but it has possibilities.
Gee, I sure hope so, but I had an awful, terrible dream about it last night.
A terrible dream?
Yeah. I dreamt that my story was chosen by the Book of the Month Club, and that I sold it to MGM and got a check for $100,000.
Well, what's so terrible about that?
I woke up before I could cash the check.
Halo shampoo if you want naturally bright and beautiful hair. Remember, even finest soaps and soap shampoos hide the natural luster of your hair with dulling soap film. But Halo contains no soap, therefore cannot leave dulling soap film. The first time you use Halo, your hair glistens in all its natural brilliance. The natural color and luster shine through like sunshine through a clean window pane. And remember, even in hardest water, Halo makes oceans of rich, fragrant lather. Halo quickly carries away loose dandruff and grease. Needs no lemon or vinegar rinse because Halo leaves no dulling soap film. Nothing to hide your hair's natural beauty. Say hello to Halo and goodbye to dulling soap film. Use Halo on your children's hair, too. Get Halo shampoo at any cosmetic counter. Remember, Halo glorifies your hair.
So Halo, everybody, Halo. Halo shampoo, Halo.
Back to Judy Canova and the Sportsman singing about an apple blossom wedding.
We saw an apple blossom wedding underneath the maytime moon. And at that apple blossom you. We reached
Judy will be back in a moment. This is Howard Petrie asking you to use Halo Shampoo to glorify your hair and the new improved Super Suds for all-around easier wash days. Now, here's Judy.
Thank you, Howard. Folks, it was awfully nice being with you tonight, and I hope we'll all be together again next Saturday night. In the meantime, please don't forget the two products that bring us together each week, Halo Shampoo and Super Suds, the bestest in the world. This is Judy Canova from Hollywood singing...
Go to sleep, you little baby. Go to sleep, you little baby. When you wake your fatty, fatty face, ride a tiny little pony. Daddy's coming home to baby. Daddy's coming home to baby. Stop your crying, daddy.
Judy Canova Show is written by Fred Fox and Henry Hoople with John Ward and is produced and directed by Joe Ryan.
Colgate Dental Cream cleans your breath while it cleans your teeth. No other toothpaste does a better job of cleaning teeth. For Colgate cleans teeth thoroughly, safely, brings out natural sparkle and beauty. And scientific tests prove conclusively that in 7 out of 10 cases, Colgate Dental Cream instantly stops unpleasing breath that originates in the mouth. So always use Colgate Dental Cream after you eat and before every date to clean your breath while you clean your teeth.
Listen in next week and find out what happens when Judy Canova is offered a screen test. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.